Do any of you here happen to have a favorite hymn? No, you hate them all. Anybody over there in the choir have a favorite hymn? Yeah? John, what's your favorite hymn?
My favorite one is the one that has the one set in the UP, where they bring the beaver pelts and rabbit furs to the child.
The one set in the UP where they bring the beaver pelts. Twas in the Moon of Wintertime.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I don't know that one.
It always makes me cry.
Oh, that's nice. It's sentimental.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have a favorite hymn? Emily. Here I am, Lord. Oh, that's a good one. Yes. You are a good servant of the Lord, just as that hymn. Anyone else have a favorite hymn? Yeah, Penny. Morning Cry. Oh, okay. That just happens to be one of my favorite hymns as well. And I'm sure the rest of you also have favorite hymns, even if you can only describe them instead of knowing their title. I'm going to tell you just a little bit about a couple of my favorite hymns this morning. And my first favorite hymn is also Morning Cry, followed very closely by the Canticle of the Turning, which we will get to sing at the end of worship today. We're going to sing all the verses. I know it says 1 and 4, but we're going to sing them all today. I'm sure you all have hymns that are near and dear to your heart, but I wonder if you've ever considered why a hymn happens to be your favorite. See, I love Morning Cry, even though dear Dave Dashnaugh used to hate it when I would be like, let's sing that, because he thought it was too schmaltzy. But I appreciate the tenderness and the theme that God is present. I was there to hear your Morning Cry. I'll be there when you are old. I rejoice the day you were baptized to see your life unfold. I love that God is present through all those different stages of our life. And I also hold it dear because it was a hymn that we sang at my sister's wedding. Although I was pretty young, I was sixth grade at the time, I remember standing at the front of the chapel in my bridesmaid dress, and when we started to sing that song, I just started sobbing because I just thought about, oh, I just love her so much, and now she's going to be gone forever with this random guy. It's going to be awful. I love my brother-in-law dearly. It wasn't awful. But that hymn allowed me to release all these emotions through its sentimentality. And that's why I chose to have it at my wedding as well. The Canticle of the Turning is one of my other favorites. I love the Irish tune that it's set to. And the lyrics are just so powerful. They are based on Mary's song, the song we hear in our gospel reading for today, the Magnificat, which is a word meaning canticle set to Mary's song. It's not just this piece of poetry that would have been spoken, it's sung. Zechariah's song, Mary's song, they would have been sung by the people. It's a song that she would have sang out to God. Now, as I've been reflecting this week on just everything from scripture to the coming of Christmas, to the world itself, and to the many, many losses we've experienced in our own community this past month, honestly, I have felt pretty weary. I started making a playlist of Christmas songs over the past couple of weeks, just randomly kind of adding them to my Spotify as I liked them. I thought, oh, that'll be so much fun. Ethan and I will listen to them as we drive downstate to visit his family on Christmas Day. I even entitled this playlist Happy Christmas. But as I was looking back at the songs that I chose, I realized they were possibly the saddest Christmas songs ever. It's just a very depressing playlist. Ethan came home last night and I was listening to it, and he's like, oh, Christmas music. And then he goes, these are really sad. River by Joni Mitchell is on there, yeah. And this other song that I chose by Josh Ritter called The Gospel of Mary, which compares Mary and Joseph's journey into Egypt with that of immigrants trying to find safe passage over the border and dying. It's real, but it's also a real bummer, too. Not really the spirit of Christmas. Christmas spirit is sometimes hard to capture. Even when we're encouraged to rejoice, to be glad, to make merry, to be excited for presents we'll receive, or cookies, or visits with loved ones, it can be hard to get into that spirit sometimes. I have so appreciated our Advent devotional theme, How Does a Weary World Rejoice? Because sometimes I struggle with that. Because the world seems very weary right now. Last Sunday, my devotional podcast asked me to spend some time praying for the world, and my immediate reaction was, oh, where do I even start? And yet, at the same time, I was reminded that God still makes us a promise. God's promise is held in Mary's song and in the Canticle of the Turning. I want to read for you the last stanza of the Canticle of the Turning. It goes, though nations rage from age to age, we remember who holds us fast. God's mercy must deliver us from the conqueror's crushing grasp. This saving word that our forebears heard is the promise which holds us bound till the spear and rod can be crushed by God who is turning the world around. Turning the world around. Those are powerful words of promise and conviction held in this song. God is delivering us. The song proclaims it, and Mary proclaims that too. Mary is proclaiming this in the middle of a shocking and terrifying moment where she learns that she will bear the Son of God and everything that thou will hold. Sometimes it's hard to feel God's redemption and power. It's hard to feel like it is evident in our world and in our lives at times. But that is precisely the moment where we need to hold fast to these songs. These songs that remind us of our faith and a trust in what God is doing. Today, we remember that Mary's song encompasses many feelings, many hopes, many dreams, many sorrows and joys, but that it's also a song of promise, to lift us up, to proclaim where God is at work. It's a song of power. It's a young woman who proclaims that God has lifted her up and God will lift us all up. God has done justice in the world to the proud. God has lifted up the lowly. God has fed the hungry. God has entered into the world through her in the form of Jesus. God is here. God is present, even in our weariness. Mary's song is poignant. It is strong. It is a proclamation of hopefulness that God will enter into the world and turn us around person by person, moment by moment. We need these songs when our hearts are weary. Because I find that the thing about these songs is that they are able to say the things that we struggle to speak in moments when they need to be heard. And it's not just Mary's song. It can be anything. From the Canticle of the Turning to the most secular of songs. It can express our hopefulness or our weariness. It can lift whatever we need to up to God. It can express our deepest feelings and those prayers that we hold closest to our hearts. When we sing, we feel the deepest truth of what needs to be said. Now, pretty early on in Ethan and I's relationship, he shared with me a song that he said, oh, I love this song. Have you heard it before? It was this song called Beyond by Leon Bridges, and he goes, it makes me think of you. The refrain goes like this. I'm scared to death that she might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything and beyond. Space and time in the afterlife, will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything and beyond. When I heard him play that song in my kitchen, I knew what he was telling me, something that he wouldn't say for quite a while. And that's the song we ended up dancing to at our wedding. Throughout my whole life, and I'm sure in yours as well, music has been such a powerful thing. Songs can lift us up. They can remind us of the hope that we need. They can even come into the depths of our existence and express the deepest feelings of our hearts when we struggle to say them. Music is a gift from God. Mary's song is a gift from God. And those who write the beloved songs that we sing over and over again bear the work of God by reminding us of the words we need to hear and the truths we need to feel. So when you happen to be feeling weary, when you can't find the words to pray or the right words to express everything, remember that those like Mary and her Magnificat who have come before us have paved the way. Today, Mary expresses one of our deepest needs in this Advent season and Christmas, what we desperately are searching for, hope in the midst of weariness. And today, as we turn our hearts towards Christmas Day, to the joyous and contemplative songs of Jesus' birth, when we will sing joy to the world, all earth is hopeful, O come all ye faithful. We give thanks that God so loved us that he entered into the world and his coming was rejoiced with song. Amen.